Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. As the rollout of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine continues in the U.S., the death toll nationwide now tops 300,000. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
The federal government is overseeing the distribution of nearly 3 million doses of the shots to hundreds of locations across the country. Speaking at Georgetown University, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reiterated the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine.
At 95% efficacy, this vaccine is extraordinarily effective at protecting you from the virus. Getting vaccinated will help keep you, your family, and your country healthy and safe.
A number of people remain skeptical of the vaccine. Public health officials have said that herd immunity may eventually be possible, but only if 75% to 80% of Americans get vaccinated. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden will be in Georgia today to campaign for the Democratic candidates involved in next month's Senate runoff elections. NPR's Giles Snyder says the results of the two runoffs will determine whether Republicans keep control of the Senate.
Joe Biden is to be in Atlanta to rally voters alongside Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Republicans need to win just one contest to maintain the Senate majority. Democrats need to win both seats to gain control, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. Biden is traveling to Georgia on the second day of early voting in the January 5th runoff elections.
That's NPR's Giles Snyder. Across the U.S., voter turnout in the 2020 presidential election was the highest in more than a century. Still, about 80 million Americans chose not to vote. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports on a new survey that seeks to explain why.
The survey of 1,100 non-voters found they're disengaged, disaffected, and don't believe politics can make a difference in their lives. They're more likely to be Latino, they're younger than voters overall, make less money, and have lower levels of education. They had lots of reasons for not voting, including not being registered to vote, not being interested in politics, and feeling like their vote would not make a difference. One reason they did not cite as a major reason, though, difficulty in voting. Three-quarters said they think it's at least somewhat easy to vote. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
The survey is from NPR, the Medill School of Journalism, and Ipsos. Negotiations are continuing in Congress on another coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke by phone last night. More Democratic senators are voicing support for a $748 billion proposal from a bipartisan group of lawmakers. It drops a long-held demand from congressional Democrats for money for state and local governments. This is NPR News. Attorney General William Barr says he plans to resign before Christmas. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will take over after Barr steps down on December 23rd. President Trump recently expressed anger when Barr told the Associated Press the Justice Department found no widespread fraud that would have reversed President-elect Biden's win in the 2020 election. The new head of the Voice of America, Robert Riley, says the network should be wary of distorted views of the U.S. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Riley is taking over following a number of internal investigations into anti-Trump bias at VOA.
The Voice of America is intended to report on and model American values abroad, in part by reporting domestic political and social debate. In his first note to staff, Riley says there's plenty of commercial media already reflecting U.S. political debate. He stressed the need to, quote, present the policies of the United States clearly and effectively. Riley, a staunch conservative, also wrote that his own political beliefs would be irrelevant to his role at VOA. As NPR reported Friday, he has repeatedly expressed anti-Islamic and homophobic views. That revelation fueled an outcry. A group of anonymous VOA whistleblowers have written to his boss at the U.S. Agency for Global Media asking for Riley's appointment to be rescinded. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The British government says the coronavirus is responsible for a record number of job losses in the UK during the third quarter. 370,000 people were added to the unemployment rolls in the period of August through October. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.